for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Tuesday evening, July the 5th, 2011. Carla Batard is the speaker of this service, teaching on the story of the plastic bag, a message for children.
But make way for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for I have the answer, saith the Lord. I have the answer. I command, I raise up, and I pull down. So if it's shaking, children, just look at me. Keep your eyes focused on me. For I have the answer. I am, saith the Lord. Do not be disturbed. Do not let your composure be disturbed. For I did not say that I would never leave you nor forsake you. That I am your rear guard. I am your front guard. I go before you. I come after you, saith the Lord. I know the very number of hairs on your head. Did I not know you from the very beginning? Did I not create you myself? The Lord God knew you before the very beginning of time. So why would I leave you now, children? Why would I desert bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh? Do not be disturbed by the shaking. Do not be disturbed by this government and that government. You seek my face, and I will speak to you. I will tell you what to do. I will tell you when to go and when to stay and when to lay down and when to rise up, saith the Lord. And I am your bank account. I have all the gold and the silver. All the cattle on a thousand hills. Is my arm slackened? Has my arm shortened 1 inch, saith the Lord? Did I not create with my very breath the very firmament that you're standing on right now? The very things that you're enjoying is my goodness and my grace. Stand your ground. Do not back up 1 inch. Do not get the devil 1 inch. You stand, you pray, you put in godly men and women. Do not back up. Do not back up. Do not back up. On the contrary, saith the Lord, you move forward. You plow on through. Because you have all the angels of the host at your fingertips. These are messengers that I have created for you. They bring healing in their wings. They bring deliverance. They are your helper. You learn how to use them to your good, saith the Lord. And your children, my hand is upon that child. Every child, my hand is upon. I know where they are. I know what they're thinking. I know what they're going to do before they even do it. So do not be disturbed. You know what you're to do. Stand your ground. Do not back up. You move straight on in. I've given you all authority. I've given you my word. I gave you my very best, my son. I gave the very best, and he has already covered it. So in my word is your weapons. So you learn how, hone up on how to use them. And don't back up. Don't back up. You know how to take the authority. And if you don't, you learn how, because it's all in my book. Do not back up. Do not be disturbed. No matter what's shaking here and what's shaking there, you stay focused in me because I have it all in control. But my children that know my name and they know my voice, I'm expecting you to pray, be that witness. Do not back up. On the contrary, move forward, move forward, move forward. Take it, take it. I've already given it to you. But it is war. This is not mamby-pamby. It is war. But you have all your equipment. You have everything you have need of. You have the angelic beings, millions at your disposal. So use it. Plow through and take. But do not be disturbed, because the Lord your God is with you. I reside within you. Your heartbeat is my heartbeat. And I know all the things that you are concerned about. But do not be disturbed. You stay in the Word. You talk to me. We will discuss it. We will work it out. I have all the answers. But you must trust me. You must come and make time for me. Come away and commune with me. Come away and talk to me. Reason with me. Talk to me about it. Because between the two of us, we can work this out. Because I'm your God. I am your Heavenly Father, and you're my little children. There's no good thing I would hold from you. Would you as a parent withhold nourishment from your child or a safe haven? Nay, saith the Lord. So why would I? I created you. I know your very being. I know every corpuscle. I know every vein. I know every artery. I know every heartache. I know every problem. But if you will trust me, come to me, we will work this out, saith the Lord.
Amen. 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 We receive that, Lord. We receive that, Lord. We receive it, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Agnes, for being obedient. Amen. I guess this stool is here for you. Praise God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. What a privilege it is to be in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. We could be, and have been probably in years gone by, in a whole lot of trouble. A whole lot of mess. Praise God. God's brought us out of the mess. And He's bringing us into glory, into His sonship. Amen. We're excited. We're moving forward. We're moving forward in the Lord as He leads. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
I want to open with prayer right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind every spirit of the witch, every spirit of the wizard, the warlock, the witch doctor. I bind every spirit working from the kingdom of darkness against this meeting, against this campground, in Jesus' name. I send out the warring angels right now to scramble the plans and the assignments that the enemy has against Lake Hamilton, against the people who work here, live here, come here, speak here, that have anything to do with the ministry of deliverance all over this world, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for your word tonight. Amen. Okay, let me find it. I wanted to tell the children a story about a plastic bag. Everybody seen these plastic bags? Just a regular old, yeah. Lots and lots of stores use plastic bags like this. Wouldn't it have been nice to invent this? But anyway, someone created these plastic bags. What do we do with these plastic bags? We fill them up with groceries. Sometimes that you, what? Trash sometimes. Sometimes we carry clothes in them, like your wet bathing suit. Sometimes people use these for their suitcases. They pack and travel with them. It's just an ordinary plastic bag. But it was created for a purpose. And we just named some of those purposes, and I'm sure people have used them for other things. But I want to tell you about a particular plastic bag. Now, you have to be a child, and everyone, I want you to raise your hands if you are younger than 20 years old. younger than 20 years old. Okay, those are the ones in the Bible who are referred to as children. Now, I know the 18-year-olds would not like to hear that, or the 19-year-olds. But according to the Word of God, if you are under the age of 20, you are still under the rule of your parents. When you turn 20 in the Word, you have to bring your own sacrifice. In the Old Testament, when you turn 20, you could no longer go into the tabernacle with mom and dad's sacrifice. You had to bring your own sacrifice. When you turned 20, you went to war. And it's still that way in Israel, I think. You go to war when you're 20 years old, whether you like it or not. It's not voluntary. It's mandatory. At the age of 20, those that were 19 and younger, or was 20 years old and older, died in the wilderness. Those that were younger than 20 went into the promised land with Joshua and Caleb. So to be a young one is a good thing. Okay, so you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit with this story, because I can't take you to the place where this happened, but I can tell you about it. Near my house is a long road, and there's pastures on both sides, and a barbed wire fence that goes along this long road. There's no houses on this road, and there's no trees except for two. And they were kind of in the middle of this road, big oak trees. And if you've ever seen two oak trees that were planted on both sides of the road, it made like a big umbrella over the road, like a tunnel that you could drive through. Well, this was January, a cold winter day. There were no fluffy clouds like we have in the summertime, but way up high was a thin, thin layer of clouds so that you could see through it. You could still see blue on the other side of it, but it was real thin and white. So I was walking down this road, and because it was wintertime, this particular type of oak tree lost all of its leaves. Some of them keep their leaves, but this tree lost its leaves. So you could see every branch, every twig, every limb, and they were all tangled up together. Okay, so I had walked under this tunnel, and I was going that way. And on the way back, I was praying, because I was sort of a new Christian, and I was asking God to lead me by His Spirit. It wasn't a windy day, but oddly enough, when I prayed that God would lead me by His Spirit, there was a gust of wind that came from behind me. It was really unusual. And I hear, when that wind blew. Now, the plastic bag was at the base of a post. It had been there for a long time. Grass had grown up around it and died and grew up again and died. There were animals in the pasture, so there's no telling what was on that bag. But when the gust of wind came up, the bag made a noise, and it caught my attention, and it was a little bit ahead of me, and the bag came away from the post. But it was kind of bogged up with dirt. It was kind of stiff, and it was weighted down. But as I walked, this bag began to roll like this in front of me, about where she is sitting. That's how much distance there was. So the bag, and I haven't stopped walking. I've just been keeping up my pace, and this bag is rolling in front of me. And as it rolls, it begins to kind of, stuff begins to fall off of it. And then it was like this, and it was scooting, and then the air got inside the bag, and that bag was just scooting in front of me on the road. And I was really sorry there was nobody around to see this, because it was amazing. The bag stayed about 10 feet in front of me. I'm going to need some water. Where's my water girl? So the bag is now floating. It fills with air, and it comes off of the ground, and now the bag is floating in front of me. And it goes higher and higher, but uh-oh, we're coming to those trees. And I thought, that's the end of the bag. It's going to surely get snagged by a twig or a limb and be stuck there for a long time. So I kept walking, and the bag, I was watching it, and it just kind of rolled around the limbs and rolled around the twigs. And lo and behold, when I got, thank you, on the other side of that tunnel of twigs and limbs, the bag came out. And I just couldn't even believe it. I mean, you know, it has handles and an opening. And how in the world that bag did not get snagged in all of those limbs, it was a miracle, a miracle. So now I am so amazed that I have to just stop and watch. And I watch that bag just float up and up and up and up until it became one in the cloud. I couldn't see it anymore. And I got to thinking about that plastic bag. And this is what the Lord showed me about that plastic bag. See, we already talked about that bag was created for a specific purpose. Just like you. You were created for a specific purpose. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, I'm not going to have y'all flipping around to these since this is for the children. I'm going to read it to you. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, that's the birds, over the cattle, the cows, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. That's what God said about you. Y'all, even though you are children, you are created as mankind, whether you're a girl or a boy. And He had a specific purpose for you. That word image means an exact likeness. He created us in an exact likeness of Himself. That means we have similarity. We look like Him. And He says to have dominion, and that means supreme authority. That means like the boss, supreme authority, and to rule over the earth. Okay, He says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, and that means safety. Peace means safety, it means health, it means being prosperous and successful, it means having peace and favor and rest. That's what God wants for you. Peace and not evil. To give you an expected end. He has an expectation that He wants you to have. A good end. A good plan for your life. Not evil. It's a plan with hope and purpose. So here was this bag. It had a purpose. So how did it get over in that pasture? So far away from any store. It didn't blow, and somebody didn't drop it at the grocery store. This is miles away from any grocery store. And yet, this bag found itself bogged down at the base of a post. Sometimes we find ourselves far away from where we're supposed to be. Sometimes you get to a place and you think, how on earth did I get here? We get bogged down with things. We have problems. We have done wrong things, and that causes us to the out of the way that God wanted us to be. Somehow, that bag ended up where it was never intended to be. There is a story in the Bible, you've probably heard it before, about the prodigal son. Have y'all heard that story, children, about the prodigal son? Well, what happened with him, listen closely so you don't let this happen to you. He got tired of doing what his daddy said. He didn't want to do what his mama said. He wanted to go out and be his own boss. So he went to his daddy and he said, I want you to give me what you plan to give me for my inheritance. I want it now. And the daddy gave it to him. He divided his inheritance between these two boys. One boy was very obedient. He did what his dad said. The other one wanted to leave. The daddy gave him the inheritance and he went out into the world, away from where God meant for him to be. And it says about the prodigal son, do you know what? I never have looked up the word prodigal. Have any of you ever looked up the word prodigal? We just know what the word means, right? We assume that the prodigal means a disobedient son or a lost son. The word prodigal means reckless extravagance, wasteful, a spendthrift, riotous living, every type of immoral activity. That's what prodigal means. So he was a rascal. He was rebellious. He wanted to do what he wanted to do, even though God says, thou shalt not. Those are all the things that he went out and did. He wasted all of his inheritance. And now what? When his inheritance was gone, he had no more money. He was in trouble. He couldn't buy food. He had no job. So what did he do? He saw a farmer that had a bunch of pigs. He said, I think I'll go ask that guy if he needs some help because I need to do something. I'm hungry. So he got out there with those pigs and he was so hungry, he would have eaten the very food that the pigs ate. So while he's out there with those pigs, probably smelling like them, dirty, and in a place where he had no business being, he started thinking. The Bible said that he came to his senses. He got smart all of a sudden. He said, you know what? My daddy's servants live better than this. So he went home and he repented. He told his daddy that he had sinned against him. Rebellion is sin. You know, God gave you children commandments. He said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, children, that's 19 and younger, listen to and do what your parents say. That's what obey means. Listen to and do what your parents say, for this is right. Verse 2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And this is, if you honor, obey, and honor your parents, that it may be well with you, that things will go good. God gave you that commandment because he wants good things for you. But if you choose not to do what they say, things will not go good for you. The other part of that promise is that you may live long on the earth. So if you disobey mom and dad and you don't honor them, it may very well be that your days on earth would be cut short. We don't want that to happen to you. One of 10 commandments, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. Now, the devil will try to get you not to listen to your mom and dad. He'll try to get you to do what you want to do. And when you do that, you are signing up for trouble. You're signing up to find yourself like that bag in a place where you were never intended to be, with things happening to you that should have never happened to you. Okay? So he took his inheritance and wasted it away. He came back and he repented to his dad. He said, I have sinned against you and God. Because when you're disobedient to your parents, you're also being disobedient to God. It's very serious not to mind your parents. Okay? So, the bag was dislodged by the wind. It started rolling around. Something had gotten hold of this bag. It throws off the dirt and the grass. And that's kind of like deliverance. When you come to God, the Holy Spirit is talked about like the wind. And it can throw these things off. You get delivered. You get rid of these things that weigh you down and hold you back and cause you to get stuck in a bad place. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus, have y'all heard of Nicodemus, children? Nicodemus went to Jesus because he had heard about being saved. And he went to Jesus and said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, ye must be born again. There are two births. The first birth is when you come from your mother. That is called born of water. But when you get born by the Spirit of God, you get born again. There is a new person that comes alive on the inside of you. It is your spirit man. In verse 8, the spiritual birth is compared to the wind. So what happened with that bag can happen to you. The wind of the Holy Spirit loose took that bag out of its bad place, filled it up, and then it started to rise above its bad place. Place that it had been. And it says that the spiritual birth is like the wind. The wind blows. You can't see the wind, but you can hear the wind. You see what the wind does. It blows up dust. Have y'all ever seen one of those dirt, what do they call them? A twister, a little dirt twister where the wind catches the dirt. And it goes in a circle like a tornado. It looks like a dirt tornado. It blows the leaves. It makes the trees sway like that. But you don't see the wind, actually. And that's kind of how the Spirit of God is. In Genesis chapter 2, God breathed into Adam's nostrils. And he became a living soul. He was born again. A spirit man. In John 20:22, Jesus breathed on the disciples and they received the Holy Ghost. So we have to be born again. Do you know what it means to be saved, children? Do you know why you have to be saved? Because Adam and Eve were God's first children. And he put them in a garden to live. It was the best place in the whole wide world. There were no ticks and red bugs and mosquitoes and roaches and rats and things like that. If they were there, they weren't bad. Because, and God gave them one rule. He had a tree in the middle of the garden, and it was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God never meant for us to know evil. He only meant good for us. But when they decided to listen to the devil instead of to God, who was their father, it changed everything in the whole world. After that, every person that was born separated from God. Their sin, their disobedience, just like the prodigal son went out. He was separated from his father. And when Adam and Eve sinned, God kicked him out of the garden. See? God had trouble with his children too. He knows how we feel when our children disobey. But anyway, they were separated. God would come down before they sinned. He would walk and talk with them in the cool of the day. But after that happened, it wasn't like that anymore. They were separated. So we need a way to get back together with God. And so God sent His Son, and Jesus takes us and brings us back to our Father God. That's why we need to be saved. But then we need to be born again. And that's when the Holy Ghost comes and fills you up. Now, the bag was filled with the wind, just like we get filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist said about Jesus, He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Do you know what that means? It means lightning power. Lightning power. You've never seen a superhero like Jesus. He is the best superhero you could ever have. He has more power than any superhero that we've learned about on cartoons and things. He is the greatest superhero. Even He needed the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, after Jesus was baptized, it said He was praying after He was baptized, and the heavens opened up, and God said, "This is My Son in whom I am well pleased." And the Holy Ghost came down in a bodily shape. You know what shape that was? Shape like Jesus. Because if you're going to fill something up, it's going to take the shape of whatever it feels. We can't all, if the Holy Ghost came down in His shape and filled me up, I'd have stuff hanging out. No, when God sends the Holy Ghost, He sends it in your bodily shape. It fills you up totally. There's none hanging out and there's no empty spaces. And that is the power. Jesus started doing His miracles after the Holy Ghost came to Him. He began to have that lightning power. You know what that word fire means? Lightning power. And when you think about lightning, when it strikes, it leaves fire. That's how we're supposed to be. We should have that lightning power that wherever we go, we leave the fire of God. It ignites people. It like a charcoal, when it rolls away from the fire after a while, the fire goes out of it. So the fire, you gotta stay close to the fire. You gotta stay close to the fire. So how do we get that? Would y'all like to have that? Wouldn't you like to have that lightning power like Jesus has? Then you must be saved. You must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then it says in Luke 11:13 that your Heavenly Father will give you the Holy Ghost if you ask Him for it. So that's what you have to do, is ask Jesus to fill you with that lightning power. After Jesus got that lightning power, He began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. He healed the sick. People with leprosy, their skin got healthy again. He cleansed the lepers. Jesus was walking along one day, and there was a little boy who died. And they were carrying the coffin, and the mother was heartbroken. And Jesus brought that little boy back to life. That lightning power can even raise the dead. And He did raise the dead. He brought that little boy back to life. He brought a little girl back to life. He brought many people back to life. And He also cast out demons. Those are the five things He did. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. He healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead, and He cast out demons. That is what I think is the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministers are the apostles, prophets, preachers, teachers, evangelists. And they are the ministers of the fivefold gospel. But we all if you, Jesus is in you, can do those things. What does the Holy Ghost? The Word says in John 16 that the Holy Ghost will teach you the truth. We need the truth, and the Holy Ghost will teach you the truth. He is, the Holy Ghost is your comforter. When you are sad or frightened, lonely, He can comfort you. He's always with you. He can, the Holy Ghost will empower you to do the same works that Jesus did. The Holy Ghost will convict you when you do wrong. He's our helper. When you do wrong, if you tell a lie, that feeling you get in your stomach, that shaky, scary feeling, that's called conviction. And when the Holy Ghost does that, you should stop very quickly and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. He will show you things to come. Did you know that the Holy Ghost can show you things that are going to happen in the future? It's as a warning or just to let you know when things are going to happen. And He can prepare you for it before it comes, like we heard before I got up here. The prophetic word, it can show you things to come and prepare you for things that are coming. In Acts chapter 1, the Holy Ghost causes you to be a witness. Not just talk about Jesus, but actually be like Jesus. People can see Jesus in you. So we really need the Holy Ghost. Okay, so that bag, when the Holy Ghost, the wind filled it, cleaned it off of all that stuff, the bag began to float. And we sort of do that. When we get the Holy Ghost, we become an overcomer. It will cause you to be able to do things that before you couldn't do. So the bag rolled around. And it did not get snagged. That was a representation of trouble. Lots of trouble. Things that happen in your life. Things that you don't expect. Disappointments and broken dreams can cause you to be snagged up. But if you have the Holy Ghost, He can cause you to roll and overcome and not be destroyed when bad things happen. He is our hope. When many years, see, I believe that was the Holy Ghost was showing me something about my own life. Because at one point I was very depressed. I was like that bag. I was snagged at the bottom of a post and I couldn't do the things that I was to be doing. I was sad. I was broken. And so I cried out to God and He came and He healed me. And the Holy Ghost healed that depression and took it away and allowed me to get up and be filled and have joy again and life again. And then I began to do the things that I was supposed to do. And then there was a time that great trouble came to my life. Great trouble. And that was like the trees. I see where that bag was like my life. But you know what? It's like all of our lives. And so when that time came, that was the enemy will bring things into your life to shipwreck you, to cause you not to be able to do the things God has called you to do. But when I saw that bag, it just rolled around. It rolled over here and it rolled over there and it got through and went higher and higher until it broke through. That's what the Holy Ghost can do for you, is to cause you to break through those problems, to come out on the other side with hope, like the Word said, an expected end, successful, a good end. And so, I see that now. As a picture of my life, when that time came, if it were not for the Holy Ghost, I would be in a crumpled heap somewhere, unable to function, unable to do the thing that I was created to do. And you know what we're all created to do? Romans chapter 8 says that we are to be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ. That is all of our purposes, first and foremost, is to become like Jesus. Then there will be special things that He'll have each of you do. He's given you gifts. He's put gifts in you. You know, I used to be a bit of a blabbermouth. But God took that. He told me. I started to hate myself because of that. And God told me when He brought me out of that depression, He said, all the things that you hate about yourself, I created in you. And I'm going to perfect them for my purpose. So look at the things about yourself that you don't particularly like. And just ask God what He plans to do with that. And He will show you. And you will begin to do that. And you will begin to help other people in their lives. So I didn't want to make this a real long thing for the children. But I do have some things that I want to address. And I want to pray for the children. I want to ask the children, have you realized, has anyone told you that Jesus came to bring you back to God? That separation that happened that you didn't do, but Adam and Eve did it. And now you're out there and you need to come to God. That's the first thing that has to happen. So do all of you know that you need Jesus to bring you back to God? Have you asked Jesus to bring you back to God? Jesus, I need you to come and bring me back to my Father. That's all you have to do. Jesus, I need you to bring me back and put me back together with God. That broken thing that happened with Adam and Eve in the garden, Jesus wants to fix that. He wants to put that back together. And then after that, you can ask Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be a grown-up to ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You can ask Jesus right where you are. You can ask Him in your bed at night. You can ask Him here if you want to ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Children are not too young to receive the Holy Ghost. The sooner, the better. Talk to your children about the Holy Ghost. Moms and dads, if there's anyone who hasn't received the Holy Ghost since you believe, simply ask. Jesus said that He would give you the Holy Ghost if you ask. It's not an automatic thing. He wants us to ask for it because He surely wants to give it to you. So, the next time you see a plastic bag, I want you to think about that plastic bag and how you were created for a specific purpose, to be with God. You are His children. He loves you. He wants you to be in His family. He wants to spend time with you. He'll talk to you if you talk to Him. He wants to help you with your problems. Parents, you can pray with your children. I used to pray with mine before they went to school every day. I would pray for them to be able to retain what they learned. When they had a test, I would pray for supernatural recall of everything that they've learned. And it makes a difference. You can speak blessings on your children of obedience and peace and kindness. Pray for your children before they leave the house every day. You can encamp the angels around them. You know, this world is full of evil. It's full of evil. And when your children leave to go to school, you don't have to worry about something happening to them. Encamp the angels of God around your children before they leave the house, that no evil will penetrate. Encamp the angels around their schools, that no evil can penetrate and go into the school. These are times when we, as was spoken in the prophetic word tonight, these are times that we must begin to use the things that He has given us and not be presumptuous. We cannot presume that just because we've knelt at the foot of the cross that we can just walk through our day and we're going to be safe and we're going to be okay and nothing's going to happen. We must begin to use these tools that He has given us, the angels, His name, in the name of Jesus. With His blood, I cover my children with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you go, we cannot be presumptuous this day in time. Okay, so now I would like to say some prayers over the children and even over the parents. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power of the curse of death off of the children and their parents. The curse of death and destruction, I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity, I bind you and break your power. I bind the childhood diseases. I break the power of childhood diseases over the children. All blood diseases, I bind you and break your power. Digestive problems, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you to go. Leave the children and the children of God in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of respiratory diseases. All respiratory diseases, I bind you and command you to go now in Jesus' name. All respiratory diseases. All diseases of the organs, I bind you and break your power. I bind and break the power of all organ diseases. Emotional disorders, I bind you and break your power. You leave the children in Jesus' name. I break the generationally inherited diseases that came from mom's bloodline. Name it, whatever yours is. Call it out. Command it to go in the name of Jesus. ADHD, go in the name of Jesus. What is it? PIDD, you go. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now to PIDD in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has annihilated every disease, generationally inherited disease. Skin disorders, I bind you and break your power. Psoriasis, embarrassing conditions of the skin, I bind you and break your power. Growths, warts, whatever, in the name of Jesus. I bind all skin disorders in the name of Jesus. I break your power. What was it? Skin cancers, in the name of Jesus. All cancer, I bind and break the power of cancer in the name of Jesus. I speak to tumors and cysts. Go in the name of Jesus. Cancer, we bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. All cancers, go. I speak death from the root out. Go in the name of Jesus. I apply the shed blood of Jesus to every infirmity in the name of Jesus. I bind rebellion. I break the power of rebellion right now. Rebellion, go. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break the curse of the firstborn. Let me explain. Exodus 13, 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, God said, it is mine. So which one do you think Satan wants? So I bind and break the curse of the firstborn right now. Raise your hand if you're a firstborn. I break that curse in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the firstborn in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. Every curse of the firstborn, you go in Jesus' name. I break the curse of the bastard right now. I break the curse of the bastard. I bind you and break your power. You bastard curse, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I destroy the altar that Satan has erected for every life here represented and everyone who will hear this message. I call down fire from heaven to destroy the altar that Satan has erected for your life. I bind and break any ungodly oaths, covenants, and dedications made by your ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I break those oaths and covenants and dedications now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I dedicate them to you. Oh God, cover them with the blood of Jesus. I commit them to you tonight, and I claim them for your kingdom. Every child in this place, no matter what the age, I claim them for your kingdom. I bind their feet to the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I bind their feet to the path of righteousness. I give leave to the unholy angel that was assigned to those children, all of us, at birth. God gives an angel to us, a guardian angel. Satan wants to give you one too. I give that unholy angel leave now. Go in the name of Jesus. I give leave to the evil familiar spirits that are tracking us in the name of Jesus. I give leave to every evil familiar spirit that is tracking you from your bloodline on your father's side and on your mother's side in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power of every spirit guide that has been assigned to any of us in the name of Jesus. Spirit guides, I bind you and break your power off of our lives in the name of Jesus. You go. Those guides that were assigned by Satan to lead us astray, I bind you in the name of Jesus. We will not cooperate with the evil familiar spirits. According to Ephesians 2:2, I bind the spirit of the prince of the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. I bind you in Jesus' name from every one of us. The prince of the power of the air, I bind you and break your power. Disobedience, I command you to go. All spirits of rebellion and disobedience, go in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of Antichrist. I bind you and break your power. Every spirit of Antichrist working in God's people, I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. You loose these children in the name of Jesus. Go. And their parents. Right now, I encamp the mighty angels of God around each one of us, shoulder to shoulder, that no evil penetrate. Lord, we employ the angels that you have given us. We employ the angels. We ask you to send angels now to our homes to keep them while we are away. Send your Holy Spirit and ministering angels to our loved ones in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them with your Holy Spirit and all the fruits of the Spirit. I bless you with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness to the children, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I bless the children in Jesus' name. I bless them with the spirit of adoption. Receive the spirit of adoption now in Jesus' name. Every child and every parent in this place. I bless them with obedience. I bless them with a hunger and a thirst for your word, your will, your kingdom, and your righteousness. I bless them in the name of Jesus. I bless them to be a blessing and not a curse. I bless them to be a blessing. Bless the fathers, O Lord. Give them a father's heart for their children. I bless the mothers with a mother's heart. Give them a mother's heart for their children. I bless their homes, O Father, with peace. I bless their homes with peace. I bless the marriages here in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make them one as you intended them to be. I speak the blessings of God. I just release, raise your hands and just receive every blessing that he is dropping down. He showed me a vision one time like sun rays that are coming from his throne continually. Whatever you need, he's pouring out continually. Raise your hands and receive what you need from the Father right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, visit us, even as we sleep, Lord. I ask you to visit each one of us with your love, with your hope, with purpose, Father, with peaceful rest and sleep. Thank you for being here with us tonight, Lord. Thank you for what you had to say to us. Thank you that you created us with a purpose, and it's a good one. Thank you that you never meant for us to know evil. Thank you that you love us and that you are calling us to you, calling us into your presence to be blessed by you. We just thank you for this night, Father. We thank you for Lake Hamilton. We thank you for the ministry that goes forth here. We thank you for your word. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.